Rainmaker FM is brought to you by Digital Commerce Institute, the premier online resource for discovering smarter ways to create and sell your own profitable digital products and services. Our value-rich charter membership offer ends November 6th, 2015. Find out more at digitalcommerce.com. That's digitalcommerce.com.
Hello there, Editor-in-Chief buddies. I am Stephanie Flaxman, and you are listening to Editor-in-Chief, the weekly audio broadcast that delivers the art of writing, updated for marketing in the digital age to help you become the editor-in-chief of your own digital business. Today's episode is called Talking Versus Doing. Which business stage are you in? And it's an extra fun episode. I think this is going to be extra fun today. And there's a couple of reasons why. One is that I don't want you to think that this is a judgment of any particular stage. When you talk, I'm going to be talking about, you know, talking versus, you know, taking action. And you might think, well, it's a judgment on talking because every, you know, there's like this perception that taking action is always, you know, what you need to be doing. And that, you know, maybe you're not, you know, doing everything you could if you're just talking about something. And that is not the intention of what I'm going to analyze today. So I just want to shake off any ideas of that I'm judging by anything or criticizing by anything that I say in today's episode, because that is not the point. The point is, which also makes this episode extra fun, is that it is really a self-assessment. That is the point of today's episode, which is just a fun tool. This isn't supposed to be anything heavy. And I love self-assessments because they can be really, really beneficial to help you realize what you want, what you don't have, and what you need to do in order to get to where you want to go. Because a lot of the times, you know, we're just into what we're doing, we have a lot of momentum and we're going. But other times we feel a little dissatisfied with what we're doing. We feel like there could be more that we're doing, but we're really not sure what, or we're feeling a little down about something, a little that things aren't right, something's a little off. And those feelings can be very overwhelming, and they can also just sort of paralyze you from doing anything because they're not fun feelings to go through. And so a self-assessment is always really helpful, because when you do that, you can pinpoint what exactly is off in your life or business that you don't like. And then once you know what that is, you can move forward and take the actions to help to do something different. You know, you might not know the answer right away. Answers are funny. Sometimes they don't present themselves right away, but they do present themselves eventually if you're patient. And so I really like, whenever I'm feeling like something's off, I really like just breaking down, well, why exactly am I feeling like this? What is going on? And then I can see like, okay, I'm missing this. I would really enjoy if this happened. And then I can start thinking about it. Again, I don't need to be impatient if the answer of how to get that thing that I'm missing doesn't appear right away. I can just keep it in mind and be on the lookout and just keep it on my radar for anything that I'm doing to find ways to a solution eventually. So that's what today's episode with this self-assessment is. I'm hoping, you know, will help you. So first, I'm going to talk about what talking and doing look like in life when you have business goals in mind. And then once I describe both of those, what both of those look like, I'm going to go into how you can make progress towards your goals if you find yourself, if you take a self-assessment and you feel like you're not exactly where you want to be, which is totally fine. So, you know, I'm not saying, you know, you need to be where you want to be eventually today, but this will hopefully move you towards there. So let's start with talking. When you are talking about your business goals, when you're talking about how you really see yourself and your future, your life is basically the same as it has been for some time. If you're just talking, your work life looks the same. Your leisure life looks the same. You do all of your typical activities that you've always done. This talking doesn't affect what your life actually looks like. But since you have a vision for what your future life could look like, a vision that you perceive as better than where you are now, you might talk about it in social situations with friends and with family. Talk about yourself as seeing yourself as a writer or seeing yourself as an entrepreneur or switching careers to something that you're really passionate about. And, you know, you'll talk about how great all of that will be when things come together and that happens. Or you might even be proclaiming that you are a writer, that you are an entrepreneur, or you are highly talented in some field, and that you're just waiting for the right person or the right circumstance. You know, if it's a person, you could be waiting for someone to invest in you financially. That's what you think needs to happen in order, you know, for these ideas to be realized. Or you could be waiting for luck or both. There are a lot of things, but you're basically, you know, that a better future is waiting for you, but you're putting your fate in external circumstances. And you may even be putting your efforts towards finding people who can serve your needs instead of taking the steps that position you to achieve your goals. And there's a difference between finding people who can serve your needs and bonding and collaborating with others who have similar goals and interests as you. And the latter is less self-serving. It is more, you know, you're part of a collaboration where people are mutually benefiting from the situation. But if you're just looking for, you know, people that can help you to achieve your goals, it's very self-interested and you're not offering anything back. So that's the difference between those things. So yeah, so you're talking about all of these ideas that you have for yourself. And that is how you present yourself to the world. When you are actually doing things that help you achieve your business goals, your life feels very different. It feels very different than it did before, mostly because doing involves sacrifice and hard work. So your life cannot be how it used to be. It's going to look very different. You may feel energized and passionate because you're working on a project that you love and you're just so consumed with it and it's just getting you really excited all the time. Or you may feel scared because you feel like you're entering unknown territory with all these ideas that you're working on. Or you may have more conflict with your friends and family because you're not making as much time for them as you used to. You may feel tired because you're working long hours in order to make all these things that you want happen. You may feel motivated and realize that you're accomplishing things you've only thought about for a while. You're actually doing them now. You also may feel isolated because no one else around you understands what you're doing. You don't have a lot of connection with people who get what you're doing. And you also may feel smart because you're learning new skills and working towards these things that you want, and a lot of times the process of doing all that is learning a lot of new things that you didn't know before. And a big difference when you're actually doing is you stop talking in excess about what you hope to achieve, because you have to be really smart about managing your time. And you no longer care to make these grand professions about the life that you envision for yourself. You're too busy taking action to talk about, oh, this is going to be great when this actually happens, or when someone finally recognizes my greatness, things are going to be so great. You don't have time to do all of that talk in social situations. You're too busy actually doing. You might say, you know, what you're working on, or you might say, you know, what you do or the new things in your life, but you're not going to go into all this detail because you're too busy really taking the actions to get there. And there's an interesting thing that I came across that I'm going to share. I was looking on further.net, Brian Clark's newsletter, and he had this, he had a link to this study or this article that's on pickthebrain.com. And a section of the article talks about a study that's called When Intentions Go Public, Does Social Reality Widen the Intention Behavior Gap? So that's what the study is called. And then on pickthebrain.com, it talks about the study, which I am going to quote right now. So we're switching into quote mode because I want to read you exactly what it says. So this is on pickthebrain.com, and it's referencing the study that I just mentioned. It says, quote, "This study found that people who revealed a goal to someone else actually lost motivation to accomplish the goal. It sounds counterintuitive. You would expect that telling others would hold you more accountable. But by sharing your goals, you prematurely feel that you've already accomplished them. Another reason to keep your goal secret is to avoid being discouraged by naysayers in your life. According to Dr. Robert Anthony, many would-be achievers have lost out before they even got started by letting others talk them out of what they really wanted to do. The lesson? Keep your goal secret if you want to achieve them." End quote. So I'm switching back to me now. So that was an interesting find for me, because I think it really sums up a lot of what I was talking about there in the difference between talking and doing. And then my little extra commentary on the passage that I just read is that you realize you only have so much energy and you'd prefer to spend it on taking actions that help you instead of just talking. So that's the difference between talking and doing that I've found. So what do you do if you want to switch? Again, this was not a judgment of which stage that you're in, but say you're talking. Let's just assume that you are in the talking stage and you want to start taking action. How do you actually get started? So this is a really simple method that I have used, and it's a great way to hold yourself accountable and have steps in front of you that get you in the habit of taking actions over time. So you want to get a physical, tangible notebook with paper, like a spiral-bound notebook. That's what I use. And it can be, you know, whatever size that fits you, but really a tangible object that you can hold is really key here. I know it's not environmentally ideal, and it's not, you know, with you all the time on your phone. It's not some fancy tech app, but having physical objects, it is, you know, it's not the worst for the environment because you're not going to throw it away. I want you to hold on to this notebook, and that's where a lot of the value is, by having this physical thing that you can reference over time. I recently found notebooks from years ago that are always on my desk. And this is going back, you know, almost 10 years now, but I have the same notebooks, and they have a lot of different ideas and a lot of stages in my life over the past years are very documented in these notebooks. They're not like a distinct diary. They're not really a diary at all, but I've kept business notebooks since I got started doing all this business stuff. So get that notebook. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'd write down a list, come up with 7 actions you can take to move towards your goals. I like the number 7. I'm going to mention it in a second as well. I also like odd numbers, so I would do 3, 5, or 7 if I was going there, but I was keeping the number under 10. 7, I really like. 7 seems just really substantial to me. It really seems like you have something to chew on for a while if you list out 7 items. So, and you don't have to be particular or picky about what counts as an action. It could be, so one of the items could be like a one-step action. Like, I'm going to register that domain name that I've been thinking about. Just one item, you know, register yourawesomedomain.com. Have it there. And then as soon as you accomplish it, you can check it off. Another action could be an ongoing action, like building out a great website. And if you're looking to build a great website, I would recommend going to studiopress.com to get a premium WordPress theme, or going to rainmakerplatform.com and checking out the all-encompassing Rainmaker platform that takes care of everything that you need when designing and hosting a beautiful website with all of the great content that you will produce. So it could be an ongoing action like that, or maybe you realize that you just need way more education about what you want to do next. So if you're interested in creating a digital business, but you need more information about creating and selling digital products and services, you know, you might want to check out a site like digitalcommerce.com, which is the latest educational initiative from Rainmaker Digital. So digitalcommerce.com, you can find out about, you know, what you need to create a really smart digital business over there. So it could be a step like that. Or you might realize that you need to create more content than you have been creating. And this is where I'm coming back to that number 7, because I wrote a post. There's a podcast episode from a few weeks back on Editor-in-Chief that's called How to Draft 7 Pieces of Content That Help Build Your Audience. And so, you know, that would be one item on your list, but it has multiple parts to it as well, sort of like building out your website. And I'll link to that in the show notes and everything that I mentioned earlier with the further.net content and the pick the brain content and the study that I mentioned. All of those links will be on editorinchief.fm. So if you want to look at them further, you can go over there and check them out. So don't be picky about what these 7 actions are, but write them down. And just like I mentioned in the episode about drafting 7 pieces of content, what you'll find is that you get in the habit of taking these actions. So once you start checking them off your list, you can keep replenishing the list with new items that you want to tackle. And then what you do is you make the time every day to at the very least look at your list. You know, things come up. We don't have time to work towards our goals every moment of every day. Of course not. But if you make time at the very, very least to look at your list every day and see if you can make some time to do something on that list, that is a start. Because there are going to be days, if you get in the habit of looking at your list every day, there are going to be days where you really find something on that list to be manageable. You really can create time to do that task. And then as you start creating time for your tasks and maybe get excited about them and maybe get some momentum, you'll start creating more time for more of them. And they won't seem so daunting to accomplish. So keep this notebook with you and keep yourself accountable and get in the habit at the very least looking at your 7 goals or your 7 actions that you want to take. And another benefit of having this list of 7, you know, at all times, keeping this list of 7 and keeping this physical notebook is because sometimes you just have to take a break from working towards what your goals are. Life gets in the way. Sometimes you just physically cannot, you know, do everything anymore and you need to check out and not work on what you have been working on in the past. There are many reasons why we stop doing things that we were once in the habit of doing. And then you lose momentum and starting again becomes very difficult because you feel like you've taken so much time off and you don't even know where to start to get back into your routine because everything seems important. When you lose that momentum, it's just like, well, I have 100 things that I need to do right now. I don't even know where to get started. And then you usually, you know, put it off because you don't know where to get started. So having this notebook and having your list will remind you about all you wanted to accomplish. And then you actually have actions already listed out that you can get, that you can take to get back in the habit of working towards your goals. So you no longer have that excuse of, well, I have to do everything. I don't even know where to start. I don't want to do that today. You have this list to come back to. And you look, you know what? I can register that domain name. You know what? I can work on creating these 7 pieces of content. You know what? I can look into getting that digital commerce education that I need in order to accelerate my business. It's not all over the place anymore. And you just take it one step at a time until you accomplish everything on your list, and then you add more as you go. It can be loose. It can be flexible. So this is why I love notebooks, physical notebooks. I have so many all over my desk, all over the place, and each has like a different purpose. But they keep me really, they don't look very organized. They're messing all over the place, but they ground me, I think, is what it really is. Because I always have something to come back to and look at and know what I need to do next. I can't get too overwhelmed for too long, because I know there are, you know, just steps waiting for me that I can take. So yeah, so that is today's self-assessment and some guidance of what you can do after you assess where you are. If you're already doing, I hope this helps give you some tips of how you can do even more. And if you feel like you have been talking more than doing, I hope, and you want to change that, you know, you might not want to change that, and that's fine. But if you do want to change that, I hope that my little path that I've outlined helps you going in the right direction, and you start doing work that you feel really proud of, because that feels great, right? We like that. So that is today's episode. If you like what you're hearing on Editor-in-Chief, as always, please go over to iTunes and give Editor-in-Chief a rating or a review. I would appreciate that very much. So I thank you in advance if you do that. And I will be back next week. Thank you so much for listening to Editor-in-Chief. I am Stephanie Flaxman.